Black girl, you are built from stories. You are molded by songs. You are your mother's daughter. You were raised by a powerful black woman. The world may not see your potential, and the world might label you as inferior to the community and the society, but great things will become of you if you believe in yourself and collaborate with other powerful black sisters to change the way people see who you are. I was born, raised, and educated in Papua New Guinea, but never at the time did I have a sense of ownership and understanding of what it's really like and what it feels to be a Papua New Guinean woman. In 2017, I was one of 26 PNG women entrepreneurs that were selected for a short fellowship program on entrepreneurship and new venture creation in Brisbane, Australia. This was my first international trip. It was an exciting experience for me as I got to meet new people, visited new places, and experienced a new culture totally different to Papua New Guinea. As I was preparing my speech for the graduation, it struck me. I was in another country, away from home. I was representing my family, my community, my society, and most importantly, I was representing my country, Papua New Guinea. As I stood at the podium, and just before my speech, I played the sound of the Manus Karamut, a set of drums used in traditional ceremonies, as introduction before the speech. I immediately felt a sense of ownership, a feeling of pride. I was in another country, representing the many voices of PNG women. I was representing Papua New Guinea, a land of different culture, tradition, and languages. I was in Australia, within the skin of a PNG woman. Today, wherever I travel around the world, I take pride in knowing that I'm a PNG woman. A woman's place is in the kitchen. PNG women are seen as inferior to the community and to the society. However, this is a misconception. Yes, in the past, there were unequal power distribution between women and men, worsened by ongoing discrimination, weakness in laws, policies, and institutions, and social relations that normalize inequality. But today, there are changes in community attitudes and behaviors, and it is achieved through the support of both women and men who have broken down stereotypes about gender roles and responsibilities in the home, employment, and community. A woman is economically empowered when she has both the ability to succeed and advance economically and the power to make and act on economic decisions. This is the concept that is implemented in the minds of PNG women today. We PNG women believe that economic empowerment of women is a development game changer, because when more women participate in either the formal or informal economy, their families, communities, and our country, Papua New Guinea, become wealthier. For this reason, many PNG women today, regardless of their income, location, disability, age, or ethnic group, have collaborated, networked, speaking with one powerful voice, and are participating fully in political, economic, and social life ever than before. With this drive and motivation in working together, there is increased women's leadership and influence in decision-making, increased economic opportunities for PNG women, and has strengthened the national response to violence against women and provided expanded support services. I'm from Manus Province in the New Guinea Islands region, and we have different cultures and traditions to that of the Highlands and Momase regions of Papua New Guinea. My great-grandfather was a paramount chief who then passed on his leadership to his eldest daughter, who is my grandmother. So as I grew up, I looked up to her as she had all the leadership qualities, values, and characters of a leader. This upbringing had an influence in my life as I grew up to know the importance of the role that a woman plays in a home, community, and society, and this has molded me in becoming an advocate, a woman who is actively now involved in working with other PNG women in enhancing women's voice in decision-making, leadership, and promoting women's economic empowerment. In the past, and according to Papua New Guinea cultural context, the cultural practices degrade women and rank them as inferior to the rest of the community and society. Today, there are projects funded by the Australian government, UNDP, European Union, that are all contributing to promoting economic equality in both the formal and informal sectors through increasing job opportunities, closing the pay gap between women and men, reducing barriers to informal sector activity where women often dominate. This empowerment is now removing barriers such as discriminatory laws, changing social and cultural norms that expect women to take on the responsibility of the home and family care, and doing much more to address the drivers and causes of gender inequality, exclusion, and vulnerability. PNG women have become stronger than ever before, and together they can continue to create, connect, and collaborate.